England seals an agreement with Castro. Due to the news and the international events, it is evident that England's new policy with regards to Cuba has changed. England continues to provide Cuba with large amounts of credits, and at the same time forgiving, and I say forgiving, past debts. It is so interesting to note that all this comes about after the Manso inheritance comes to light. We are gathered here today not because we like to be away from our homes, not because we like to be away from our work, not to make noise, but to declare and to tell the world that we as Cuban Americans will not bow ourselves to the demands of Fidel Castro. We have seen our people suffer for 40 years. We all know that. And if you ask me if it's too long, I say, yes, my brother, 40 years is too long. England has got to recognize, and I repeat this again, England has got to recognize that the man that they are presently helping does not believe in democracy, does not believe in human rights, does not believe in people, and much less in God. England knows very well what we are talking about. England knows very well that they have made a lot of history with our inheritance. We know how this money was used and how they benefited from it. We do not want to tell, as we respect England, and we want them to recognize in front of the world the validity of our words. We are not making this up. There is a lot of history behind it. At the end, we know that England will come to their senses and respect our rights, as they have proven to the world to be a respected country. I strongly do not believe that England would lower herself to the demands of Fidel Castro, nor do they have any need. Today we claim today, as we've done in the past, with the difference this time that we will not surrender our rights to our family. I repeat again, this time we will not give up our rights of our family to have and to share the fruits of our fortune that was given to us by the Mansos de Contreras, our family. We want to point out to England that we demand to come and to speak to us with an agreement of the distribution of our inheritance. We are willing to listen, we are willing to negotiate to England's satisfaction as well as ours. And I say this, may God save the Queen, England, and our country USA, and our beloved Cuba, and may God do away with the tyranny and prosper democracy.